USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
NASA announcing it's taking a small step back on the next moon mission. The goal was to land two astronauts on the lunar surface by 2024. But the agency early today announced it needs another year. It blames budgets, technical issues, the pandemic, and a delay in building the spacecraft that's supposed to carry the crew. Amid inflation fears and higher gasoline prices already, now Americans are being told to expect meat prices to climb. CNN's reporting that Tyson Foods, Conagra, and Kraft Heinz have all notified retail customers their frozen and refrigerated meat prices are likely to be increased soon. Investors have been awaiting the release of the latest inflation report from the Feds. Yesterday, all three major indexes closed down. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, and they're worried they're stuck with it. One that costs too much or doesn't meet their needs, or for whatever reason, they're just not happy with it. If that is you, some great news. There really is another choice. It's called MediShare, and it's such a great option, especially if you're self-employed, changing jobs, or part of the gig economy. Here's what you get when you switch to MediShare. First, huge savings. The typical family saves $500 a month. You also get a massive doctor network, or you can just use the doctor of your choice, or MediShare's free 24/7 telehealth option. And you get to be part of something you can believe in. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. No wonder MediShare gets double the customer satisfaction ratings compared with typical health insurance. So no, you are not stuck. You've got a great alternative. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A veteran news anchor, ready to end a chapter and start another, he says. Brian Williams now leaving NBC after 28 years. He's been a host on MSNBC for the past five. The 62-year-old promising he will pop up again somewhere. The world's richest man isn't quite as rich. He's down $50 billion in 3 days. Tesla CEO Elon Musk losing that much because shares of his electric car company have plunged. John Deere workers still striking, but with an update, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The president of one of John Deere's divisions says the company will be able to shift some production overseas if the workers' strike continues. The strike is affecting over 10,000 employees from production plants in Iowa, Illinois. The striking workers are not just in the United States, but are at plants in six other countries. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And this is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Fighting in the stands. It seems football fans do it a lot. And now a new study is ranking which team's fans are most likely to start a fight in the stands. It goes to the Philadelphia Eagles fans. USBeta.com says those are the fans who are also most likely to win a fight in the stands at an NFL game. The Las Vegas Raiders fan base coming in second on both of those lists. 52-year-old actor Paul Rudd has been named People's 2021 Sexiest Man Alive. Not long ago, late-night host Stephen Colbert presented a behind-the-scenes look at the interview process to land that title.
When was the first time that you knew that you were sexy?
I guess when I was a baby. I think a baby. But I was a baby. I didn't know what sexy was. Mm-hmm. I just felt different.
How so?
I wore a thong diaper. My diaper was a thong.
Okay.
And I knew that the other kids didn't do that, but looking back, obviously that's very sexy, but I just thought it was French.
And the creator of Squid Game says season two is coming. The fictional competition series has become wildly popular on Netflix since launching in September, and the creator doesn't have any concrete plans, he says, for what's going to happen this upcoming season, but says everyone's favorite characters will be back. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.